Yeah. What can you do? What can you do as a senator? What are the sort of things you can do about making, if they think the climb can be safer, or you think this climb can be safer, what could be done? I mean, you can't put a chairlift up it.
Well, no, you don't. We actually took them over to Jimpner, over to the Sydney Harbour Bridge to have a look at the safety there and the Sydney Harbour Bridge to give them an understanding there are ways of looking at safety. But that's only to give them an outlook. Look, it's about working together to understand about the rock. The rock's very important to me. It's important to a lot of Australians. But you've got to try and work together. Mm. They are the TO. They do own the land.
So, Senator, can I just clarify for you, for the listeners? So you understand their reason for wanting to close the climb and you respect that decision to close the climb on October 26?
Based on being out there yesterday, I can understand for safety reasons. And seeing the fact is that their own children cannot get jobs there, so that needs to be questioned, why they are not getting jobs.
Did you get a chance to speak to anyone from the Board of Management, Senator? Because, of course, they're the ones who made these decisions and run the park, I suppose.
Yes, there was one from the Board of Management. I had a couple of hour meeting with them yesterday, and we actually spoke about mainly the other issues. Like I said to you, I was invited out there to actually discuss a lot of the other issues concerning the people. Even the signing the Uluru Statement, they don't want the word Uluru used. You know, the statement of the heart, the voice of what they're saying, is nothing but a rag. You know, it's a piece of canvas. They don't, no one speaks for them. It's like you've got other people from around the country are signing this document on their behalf. No, they're not. Mm. It's like Germany signing for France. This is not. These people, no one else should be speaking for them. And that's the problem, is when you have they call themselves mobs or tribes, no one else can come in and speak for them. And all these Aboriginals that signed this canvas are not speaking on their behalf.
Can I go back to a point made before, Senator? It was the issue of more jobs, more Anangu involvement in, say, Yalara at the resort. I mean, what can you do, what can you as a senator do to ensure more people are getting jobs in the resort who are local?
Well, actually, when she turned up my office and I had a meeting with the Minister, Ken Wyatt, in 15 minutes, I said, you're coming with me. So I took her directly to Ken Wyatt's office. She sat down in front of Ken Wyatt with me, and she had that voice that she's never had, been able to speak to him personally directly. And the issue about jobs was raised.
And what can happen? What will happen? What can you do to make that happen?
I am following that through. I will follow that through with the Minister. He was quite, he didn't know about it. And he was following that through. It's about working in a, it's slow, it's a slow process, but it's about being upfront and being truthful with them and trying to see what I can do. I'm only one senator, you know, but I try and work with the ministers on behalf of the people to have their voice heard. And this is what I'm working with them. I can understand where they're coming from. They want to keep their kids in the areas. They've been told to send the children away. They don't want to send the kids away. No family. Doesn't matter if you're Aboriginal or whether you're you know, any other Australian. You want to keep your children handy if you can. Give them jobs. And it's no different with them.
Mm. Can I ask you, Senator, now the other month we spoke and you compared the closure of the climb to closing Bondi Beach. Do you think that was a poor choice of words back then?
Look, no, because a lot of people would relate to me.
But they're very different places.
Of course they're different places. But it's the significance of both is that Bondi Beach is a very, you know, it's an iconic beach in the eyes of a lot of Australians who go there who enjoy the beach. The same as with the climb.
But if you're asked by owners to respect something, do you respect that?
Of course I respect the decision, but the whole fact is I'm going to try and work with them if we can find the answers to this, and if we can, you know, I'd like to see the climb opened again. Okay. You know, it's going to close on that date, but it's a matter of working together. You can't keep having they wanted their voices heard. No one was listening to them. Why do you think they contacted me? Of all people in the Senate, and the perception that people have of me, is that why did they contact me?
Mm. Well, Anangu voices are heard on the Board of Management, and they decided to close the climb. So you've listened to some other voices, obviously, but the climb will close. That's the voice of Anangu, surely.
Traditional owners. You can't tell me that Reggie and Cassidy, Uluru, this is, the rock is called Uluru. These are the traditional owners of the land.
No, I do not doubt that, Senator, but I'm saying the Board of Management is the one entrusted to represent Anangu views, so that's why they've taken that decision.
And the border management must listen to the whole community.
So they don't represent the views of Ananga in your mind?
I haven't had a meeting with a lot of border management. The border management must listen to a lot of these others, the traditional owners, these ones with regards to the rock. Now, their concerns, and I've listened to their concerns, and I will continue to speak about that to come to some, you know, if we can look at the problems that they have there. You know, even the money's not getting through. The money's going to the land councils. They've got big problems. There is no...
Yeah, the land council distributes on behalf of the traditional owners. I must leave, but one last question, okay. Senator. Can I ask you, were the traditional owners, were Reggie and Castie Uluru concerned for your safety by you going up? Do they say, well, maybe you should, you know, take care going up there? What did they say in regards to that?
You know what Paddy Uluru said years ago? He said, people are stupid enough to climb, let them climb, because the sacred is not in the rock, it's in the land around it.
What does that say about the people who want to climb it then, Senator?
That's what they're saying, the safety. They are worried about the safety.
I know they take the point, but if he says that people who climb are stupid, what does it say?
Because it is a safety issue. But it's been open for years. It's been open since 1971 to the public and climbing it for the last 50 years, nearly 50 years. All right. If the government...
But does that mean, Senator, hundreds of thousands of people, if not millions, of climate, are all those people stupid, according to Paddy Uluru?
Yes. And when I went out there and saw the climb and children being taken up on it, I'm very concerned about it. And that's a matter of fact. I am concerned. I was concerned for my own safety because it's very easy if you fall off that rock.
Did you feel a bit stupid doing it yourself, Senator?
Stuart, you're not going to get this out of me. I'm telling you, all right? Get over it.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you.
I'll get over it. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
All right. Thanks, Stuart.